Religious groups in the country have been charged to maintain the prevailing peaceful coexistence among them. The Vice President, Kwesi Mr. Arthur, stated this in a message delivered on his behalf by MP for Wa Central, Rashid Pelpo, during prayers to commemorate Eid al-Fitr celebrations by the Al-Sunnah Muslim sect at the Ifasatherland Children's Park in Accra. He charged them to eschew any temptation to engage in religious conflicts as experienced in other countries.
The day of extra significance to us in Ghana, it comes at a time when we are all expecting the closing to be put to the ongoing electoral petition at the Supreme Court. I pray for the peace of Allah to be bestowed on this country and call on all Muslims across the political divide and indeed every Ghanaian to prepare their minds and accept the verdict of the Supreme Court, given that as a judicial authority, the judiciary's decision is deemed to enjoy the gift of divine injunction recognized by the major religions in the world. We're wiping out the well-deserved accolades this country enjoys by resorting to mindless and unrestricted violence. I wish to call on our youth not to allow themselves to be influenced by anybody under any guise to disturb the peace of this country. Your Eminence, distinguished guests, as we mark this solemn day, I wish to remind us of the saying of our late father and president, John Evans Atta Mills, that Ghana is the only country we have, and all of us are creations of Allah.
Minister of State for Public-Private Partnership Alhaji Rashid Pelpo delivering a message on behalf of Vice President. The National Imam of the Al-Sunnah Wal Jamaa, Sheikh Umar Ibrahim Imam, reiterated the need for Muslims to imbibe lessons derived during the Ramadan fast.